The state of California has the biggest state DNA database in the nation. It has 250,000 names and DNA records. That number could grow dramatically if voters approve a ballot initiative next week. Proposition 69 would require every convicted felon and eventually everyone arrested on felony charges to provide a mouth swab containing DNA. Kathy McAnally reports.
California's DNA database is housed in a small office complex in Richmond, across the bay from San Francisco. Here, criminalists are processing blood samples taken from prison inmates. Robot One is moving blood samples from test tubes to little storage wells. That blood will be processed further to produce what's called a DNA fingerprint. Litton von Beroldingen is in charge of the lab's HIT squad.
We take that data and put it into an electronic data bank for comparison against data of a similar nature, which is generated by the analysis of what we call forensic unknown profiles.
These forensic unknown profiles are the drops of blood or hair samples or semen left behind by a criminal yet to be identified. They're looking for hits, a match to the DNA stored here that can lead them to the person who did the crime. Right now, California's DNA database is made up only of people who've been convicted of certain serious and violent felonies. The push to expand the data bank has been financed and promoted largely by one man, an Orange County developer with a very personal interest in the issue. Back in 1980, Bruce Harrington's brother Keith and sister-in-law Patty were found bludgeoned to death in their bed. Patty had been raped. The killer was never identified, but the genetic trail he left behind linked him to scores of rapes and at least 10 other murders.
We had 50 rapes that occurred in a four-year period before my brother and his wife were killed, and the assumption would be that that killer probably had been involved in the criminal justice system at a felony level, drug possession, house break-in, and would, under Prop 69, have been required to give up his DNA.
Including all convicted felons in the database is nothing new. It would bring California in line with 34 other states. But what concerns critics of the proposition is the eventual inclusion of all people arrested on felony charges.
It turns the presumption of innocence on its head.
Maya Harris is a staff attorney with the ACLU of Northern California. What about people arrested but later released, she asks. They can request that their DNA be removed from the database, but that removal is not automatic.
It's an argument that we should be concerned about when the government starts telling people that if you prove you're innocent, we'll consider letting you out of a criminal DNA database, instead of saying, we'll do our best to make sure that you're actually guilty of something before we put you into a criminal DNA database.
Proposition 69 also worries advocates for genetic privacy. Dr. Paul Billings is board chair of the Council for Responsible Genetics.
That contains highly private, highly personal information. It contains information that could identify us and in the course of the coming years may identify our predilections, our profile, our tastes, our race, lots of things. And I don't think the state has the right to hold that material.
Most of California's law enforcement community supports Proposition 69, as does Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger. But if it passes, the proposition's numerous opponents promise to take their fight to the courts. For NPR News, I'm Kathy McAnally.